Now, the niggers here in South Alabama, they called niggers from, say, Brunswick, Georgia, Savannah, or Atlanta even, blue gums.
Blue gums.
I do not know why.
Hmm.
And a Negro who was real sporty and loud and wore flashy clothes was a Mobile Negro.
I never heard that one.
Mobile
Negro. I guess that's a big, you know.
Oh, the big city of Mobile.
I guess that's how that came about.
And if he was rich, you know, he was, oh man, he traveled in high cotton.
Traveling high cotton. Any other expressions like that you can remember?
Of course, when you ask me, it all disappears.
you mentioned that.
But, if you know, we would be playing baseball because we lived far enough from town that your everyday playmates were the niggers. There were always at least 25 niggers on the farm, all ages. And we played together all the time. And if somebody hit a baseball that almost hit you, you'd say, y'all better look out where you're hitting that ball. Y'all better look out instead of be careful. Watch, you said look out.
You mentioned the term white trash. Now, are there any other kind of synonyms that people would use, say, that white people might use for?
The low class, the sorry white folks, sorry white trash.
Did you ever hear the term cracker you used there?
A cracker, we referred to a cracker as a Georgia cracker. Maybe white trash, Georgia white trash. Yeah.
So that's not really, you would never apply that to anybody in the state of Alabama,
no,
really.
We wouldn't. Mm-hmm. And we didn't use the word, the expression redneck. Mm-hmm. The first time that I heard that expression was the Louisiana rednecks. They come from the hill country in Louisiana, the northern part, not the southern. Louisiana.
Yeah, I wonder how they got the name.
I think because they were farmers and maybe had red net. And then
yeah, worked out in the sun.
Right.
You a couple of other terms I wanted to ask you. What about a hillbilly? Would you ever use that term?
We would, but mostly when you referred to someone from out in the sticks, way out in the country, they were country hicks.
Country hicks. Mm-hmm. Is that a kind of derogatory or just joking, maybe a kidding term?
Yeah, I suppose kidding. You meant no harm by it. But
is there any maybe term that wouldn't be a kidding term that you might use? Not necessarily derogatory, just say, or what might he call him? Well, I'm just a. He wouldn't say a country hick. What would he say of himself?
Himself. I'm just from out in the country. I am countrified.
Yeah, just a countryman.
He is countrified when he behaves like that or talks like that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term Hoosier used down here?
No. Hoosier is a man who lives in Indiana. Mm-hmm.
What about the term rustic? You ever call anybody rustics?
No. You refer to a house of logs as rustic.
And let's see.
Country hick was a favorite expression.
Now say you were that on New Year's Eve there, you're sitting around, maybe just New Year's Eve party, something like that. It's getting on past 11:30. You might say, well. Better get out all the hats and horns. It's
the witching hour is almost New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
I mean, almost New Year's.
Mm-hmm. And